And welcome.
Welcome into Gravel Talk, ladies and gents. Thank you for joining us.
Well, this week in the Spotlight and Squared Circle, we are sitting down with
Greg Gagne, the son of Vern Gagne.
We're sitting down with Larry the Axe Henning.
We're sitting down in the Spotlight and Squared Circle with Ryan Allen, Darren Corbin,
Zach Gowen.
We're sitting down with Dick Justice.
You're listening to Gravel Talk, keeping you up to date on the Midwestern independent wrestling.
And we are live! Woo!
Welcome, ladies and gents, to another episode of Grapple Talk. Nick Ragnar joined by AC Riley, Jesse Von Ruden.
Hey, how's it going?
Some stuff to talk about today. Don't have a guest, but that's A-OK. Talking local people making an impact at ROH, where we'll be talking a little bit about Money in the Bank. And, yeah, otherwise just shooting the shiz about the wrestling business. But as always, guys, so we can get to it, because this episode's going to be a little bit shorter today. We're kind of on a tight schedule. We are going to kick it to some upcoming shows.
Here are a few samples of some of the upcoming shows in the Midwest area.
All right, cool. So Friday night, actually tomorrow as we're recording the podcast and all that fun stuff, we have BCW welcomes ROH superstar Dalton Castle. Now, this is going to be a pretty good one.
There you go.
That's going to be tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Knights of Columbus, 1800 South. 92nd Street in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's going to be a good card, folks. BCW always put on a hell of a show, and our main event is going to be a tag match, as Dalton Castle and Jake Durden will be teaming up to take on the Beer City Bruiser, Matt Winchester, and Sean Priest.
Look at that.
Max Holliday will be in action against Peter Schwann's Dysfunction. Your current BCW Heritage Champion will be taking on Jared Jacks, who's coming off a huge Ring of Honor debut the other week. Of course, in non-title action, Hardcore Impact will be taking on the Perfect Tens, and Stacy Shadows will be defending the Women's Championship against Ashley Madison. But, of course, the card is subject to change, so you want to make sure you get there, and you never know. There might be plenty of surprises as well.
You definitely do not know that. Saturday, June the 18th, what is this?
I don't know.
Would that be 6:30? EDT is Eastern time, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So it might be like 5:30 our time, right?
That's 6:30 our time.
But we're Central.
Yeah, this is 7:30 Eastern. We're an hour before.
Well, I thought you said it was like 6:30 EST, okay, then you confused me.
You know? Yeah, sorry about that. Strong Style Wrestling and RCW going to Indie Pop Con. It's where they'll be invading on Saturday. They're teaming up for the first time ever to invade Pop Con, something that should be pretty exciting for a lot of people. They're featuring some of the biggest names in pro wrestling. Let me look at a card here. Got a nice little pick to look at, and wow, check out this card, guy. We got Vita Scott taking on Angelina Love, Hyza taking on Tony X, Simon Dean's going to be there. He's going one-on-one with Nick Cutler. You're also going to see Tommy Dreamer going one-on-one with Congo Kong for the Strong Style Heavyweight title. And it's an Extreme Rules match, guys, so that's nothing to
sleep
nothing
on.
Nothing to sleep on. Headbanger's also going two-on-two with the Soul Shooters. You also have a Fatal 4 match as Robbie E goes up against Chase Matthews, goes up against Anthony Toatelli, goes up against Jake Owen.
Wow.
Lots of other things going on. Grandmaster Sexy is going to be there. Just lots of stuff to really look forward to. Shannon Moore is going to be there as well. So, yeah, a lot of these names you'll probably know. Abyss is going to be there.
Where is this?
I mean, it just keeps on coming. I'll tell you right now.
All right. Yeah.
It's going to be at the Indiana Convention Center in Indianapolis, Indiana. That is Saturday, June 18th. Bell time will be 6:30 Central Time, otherwise 7:30 if you live out there. It's Strong Style Wrestling and Revolution Championship Wrestling presenting Invasion at the Indy PopCon.
WrestleBalooza has got a huge weekend coming up for Friday and Saturday. Friday, they're going to be in Des Moines, Iowa. On Saturday, which we're going to talk about right now, they'll be back at First Ave, WrestleBalooza 8. 7 to 11:30. First Ave and 7th Street is the corner that it's on. 701 North First Ave, Minneapolis, Minnesota, obviously. No card listed right now, but give you a
You really don't need to know a card when you're going to a WrestleBalooza show.
And you don't, but you definitely would like to know who's going to be there, right?
Hey, you know, Scott Hall's going to be there.
Heidi Lovelace will
be
there.
That's all you need to know, man.
Space Monkey will be there.
I'll bet Eric
Space
Cannon's Monkey. There.
Oh, yeah.
The Colony from Chikara will be there as well.
Wow.
Arya Daivari is going to be there as well.
Arya Daivari will be there. Wildcat will be there.
Yellow Dog.
Yellow Dog, I didn't see.
North Star Express.
North Star Express will be there. Super Thunder Frog, excuse me, will be defending. He'll be defending the Young Lions Cup. At Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hey.
M-Dog Matt Cross will be there as well. Venom will be there. We got Eric Cannon, Kimberly, As you mentioned, Jesse of the North Star Express. Playboy Pete Huge will be making an announcement. He retired a couple weeks ago, so it'd be nice to see him at WrestlePalooza, despite the fact that he hung up the boots. Cody Rice will be there. Actually, there is a match. Kimberly will be taking on Heidi Lovelace. Chuck Taylor will be back at WrestlePalooza.
How many matches are on this card?
I don't know, man.
I feel like I've heard you say like 50 people. It's not a bad thing. I'm just wondering.
It's 49.
49, actually?
48. Mm. No, something like that. But a lot of big names here at WrestlePalooza 8. Going to be a great time. Two shows. I mean, if you can make both of them, more power to you. First one will be in Des Moines, as I mentioned, on Friday. And on Saturday, WrestlePalooza will be at Minneapolis. WrestlePalooza, first rest. I can't talk. I'm
What's
done.
Going on with you, dude?
I don't know.
Are you all right? Jeez. Do you have a fever?
I think I'm okay.
I think he's got a fever, guys.
Oh, yeah. You have a fever?
I think he does.
You have a fever?
I don't know.
He's got a high temp.
You turning into a zombie?
I hope not.
Zombie werewolf?
A zombie werewolf.
A zombie werewolf. A
were-zombie.
I really hope I'm not a zombie werewolf.
They always just can't talk anymore for a while, and they have a fever, and then all of a sudden, bam, you're a zombie-wolf.
Are you a doctor?
What if he's like
zombie-wolf, lower body horse? So he's like a centaur zombie-wolf.
Are you just adding stuff in now to... Just for funsies?
And then he grows wings.
And he grows wings, so he's like four. He's a zombie that's also a werewolf, that's also a horse, that's also a...
Like a Pegasus.
A Pegasus?
Yeah.
A griffin is what you want to be?
Well, yeah, why not?
I honestly hope I'm not either one of those four things. I mean, that would be kind of horrible.
Can he still speak English?
No.
No. Only French?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I definitely hope I'm not one of those.
Why not?
Hey, man.
Now you're offending all of those things that listen to the
Seriously.
Podcast.
Seriously. Yeah. Our market is nothing but zombies, werewolves, centaurs, pegasuses, the French.
The French.
It's actually Pegasi.
Yeah, Pegasi?
Pegasi?
Really?
Is that true?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you speaking as of a spokesperson for the Pegasi?
Promo hand?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Are they like the Illuminati?
All right. That got off topic, but it was okay because I enjoyed it. Guys, lots of things happening in the wrestling world this week, obviously. If you guys want to talk about it just a little bit, we can talk about a little bit about ROH and everything that happened at their last show. I believe it was in Milwaukee. We saw Jarrett Jax.
His swagnificent debut.
Mm. Did Jarrett Jax make it ROH? And then obviously the Beer City Bruiser Matt Winchester, already known as one of the young up and coming stars at ROH, but now really solidifying his name, getting in that tag title picture. Guys, yeah, really cool weekend, I guess, for a lot of the Wisconsin workers that we know all too well.
Well, with Jarrett Jax, it was really cool for him because obviously. You know, also in attendance there was Sean Priest and Tyler Sunday. You know, they were given the same opportunity that Jared was, where, you know, they brought their bags with them to the event. You know, they helped with the ring and everything.
We saw a picture of TW3, I think that was, too, posted on his wall helping with the ring.
He was there as well. So, I mean, all the guys were helped out with the ring, helped out with setup, did the camp. And obviously Jared really impressed a bunch of people that, you know, are in charge of the shows. So they gave him the opportunity to face off in a match, and that was really cool for him. A great opportunity for Jared.
That's a hell of an opportunity. We've said it numerous times in the podcast, even before we started doing the podcast, that Jarrett Jax is one of the most underrated workers in the state of Wisconsin. And
he's one of our breakout guys. He was our first breakout guy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's good to see him getting these opportunities because he's been busting his ass for 15 years, and finally a lot of people are actually recognizing it.
Yeah, and also found out that Michelle Obama is ripping off Jarrett Jax because she called President Obama swagnificent. So that's told Jared about that, and he said that she's ripping him off.
Nice.
Yeah. Hmm. So swagnificence is catching on, Jesse.
Well, I think the White House has a few other things they got to worry about besides Jarrett Jax and his swagnificence at this point in time.
Probably, yeah, most likely. But, yeah, really good.
I mean,
cool for
children
him.
Getting ate by wild animals.
Are you trying to bring political issues into this, Jesse?
No, I'm just saying.
This is a wrestling podcast, not a political podcast.
You trying to bring news headlines into this podcast, Jesse?
No, I'm just saying. There's a lot of kids getting ate by animals.
There's one.
He wasn't even eaten by the animal. Okay, let's talk. He wasn't eaten by the animal. He was just badly injured and he died.
The animal had the intention of eating the kid.
But it never did.
Well, yeah, because he put him underneath the log.
COD
and that's
was
what
drowning.
They do.
So, and the body was intact. No. Cause of death.
But yeah, the life.
Here's the thing about foreign policy, guys, that I really want to touch on.
before
oh,
we.
Jesus.
No, anyways, yeah, but yeah. Seriously though, Jared Jackson was awesome seeing that picture. You know, I didn't have the chance to see exactly what he did in the ring. I'm sure it was great if we know Jared Jacks. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's a sign of things to come. And then obviously, you know, like we just mentioned, Matt Winchester getting that chance to shine with Silas Young.
Yeah.
Really cool stuff happening there too. Hopefully
it's a great time for Ring of Honor, especially for the guys in Milwaukee, because that was the common theme of the guys that we know all come from that area and all made a great impact on Ring of Honor. So Beer City Bruiser and Silas Young, new number contenders to the tag belts. I mean, that's awesome. It's really cool.
And how cool, guys, really quick, also, we posted this on our Facebook page, the whole thing with Zach Gowen. I mean, that literally blew up on the internet. I saw both wrestling fans, friends and friends that weren't even in wrestling that were just like, look at this one-legged dude killing it on American Ninja Warrior. Really cool to see that as well.
Yeah, it's mainstream coverage, which is always nice. It was Good Morning America the next day, something like that. It was like the NY Times, everything like that. It's really cool that you can go out there and no matter what your physical limitations are, you can chase your dreams and defy the odds.
Yeah.
And it was crazy because there was a lot of things that they were even saying on commentary that are tough with two legs, and Gowen was just crushing it with one leg. Like, especially, like, the log that you had to essentially bear hug to get to the other
side.
The
rolling log.
Like, they were saying, it's like, oh, you gotta bear hug it with your arms and your legs, and obviously he only has the one leg, so it was just flailing. As he's rolling over, but the fact of the matter was that he was able to cross that without any issue. Like he got from point A to point B, and he was able to keep going.
Yeah, I mean, even though he got eliminated, I think he definitely made it farther than I think a lot of other competitors make it. And you know, it was pretty cool to see, and it was being able to talk to him at one point and seeing him in person and kind of hearing his story from himself, it was just really cool. And then seeing Gregory Iron there too on the sideline cheering him on was pretty neat as well. Guys, so then I guess let's move on to the next thing. We were talking about a previous wrestler in WWE, but now let's move on to the current WWE. We got Money in the Bank coming up this weekend, lots of great matches on tap. We're only going to talk about a few of them, but Jesse, why don't you kick it up?
So we're going to just kick it off right away with the four-way tag team title match as the New Day defends against the Club, Enzo and Cass, and the Vaudevillains. Now, guys, this is really putting the champions at a disadvantage. Of course, they don't need to be pinned or submitted in this matchup to lose the titles.
Yeah, whenever you see a match like this, it makes you wonder, especially if you're just thinking about behind-the-scenes aspect of it and booking-wise, you almost think like this is a great cop-out for them to give the belts to somebody else that isn't the New Day, because this is a great way to keep that team hot while losing the belts without technically actually losing them in the first place. Just talking about the match in general, I think it's going to be great. I mean, you have the Vaudevillains who are a fantastic team together. Enzo and Cass might be one of the hottest acts in WWE right now. New Day, arguably the hottest act in WWE as well. And then the Club, who,
seem to be gaining some traction as of late.
After having a pretty slow start, this is pretty cool stuff. You have to wonder, I guess, though, what the WWE's plans are here. I mean, I haven't had the chance to watch Raw for a couple of weeks. I'm a cable cutter, so I cut cable completely. I can watch it probably on Hulu, but I guess looking back from what I just know, it seems like at this point it still seems like you can't take the belts off New Day just because it seems like they're more or less carrying the division. But I guess, what do you think, Jesse?
I don't know. This might be the opportunity for one of these three teams to take the belts off the
New
Day.
Who and why?
I'm going to have to lean towards the Club. I feel like it would be a feather in their cap to come over and win the titles, especially in a fashion like this. I mean, you already have tailor-made feuds with both the New Day and Enzo and Cass to go right away after that.
See, I'm torn because as much as I love the New Day, kind of like what Jesse said, is that this is really a great opportunity for them to maybe switch things up with the belt because, I mean, the New Day has held the belt for so long and they've essentially turned away all their challengers, didn't matter who it was. So at that point, you kind of have to wonder, who's at that point, is there anybody that can finally stop them? And this seems like it's the ultimate cop out to say, okay, well, they lost it, but in all fairness, it was a lot of overwhelming odds. I think I might have to agree with Jesse that I think it might be the Club, especially with the fact that you got AJ Styles. There's rumors that maybe some other guys might be brought up and join the Club. So there,
like who?
I don't know though. I don't know who officially is going to be joining, but I just hear rumors. So
From who?
That's a good album.
Who have you been talking to? That's in WWE.
I'm not talking to anybody. I'm just saying that I see things and I read stuff. So that's That's all I see. So
you're just reading articles that are like, maybe somebody will help come up.
That's all it is. It's just speculation.
Who writes stuff like that? Who posts an article that says...
Clickbait.
Who posts an article that's like, maybe some wrestlers are going to be part of the Bullet Club. Who knows?
I don't know. People.
What websites are you going to, man? www.prowrestlingfunthings.com?
How'd you know?
Pro Wrestling Fun Things. You got to be careful about that website when you go to it at work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it can have some PG-13 things on there that are
not so much fun stuff.
Yeah.
Not so much fun stuff.
Well,
but
some
no.
people think they're fun.
What about you? Who do you think is going to walk out of
that
one?
I don't know. I said New Day.
You said New Day?
Yeah.
If you were
listening
why
instead
New Day,
on your phone when we were doing a podcast, you'd probably know that.
No, you said New Day, but why?
Were you tendering over there?
No.
I said why, too.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I definitely did.
You know what he said? You know why? Because...
New Day rocks. New Day rocks. New. Do you seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
You seriously didn't hear any of that stuff I just talked about? I basically talked about it for like 5 straight minutes.
Yeah.
He did. He even did promo hand.
What is this dude even doing here?
I don't know, man.
What are you doing today, Riley? Come on, man.
All right, cool. So let's go to another match that
Tinder?
Is.
You checking Tinder right now?
Nope.
Stop checking Tinder while we're doing the podcast.
Are you playing
not
video
checking
games?
Tinder. Nope.
Yeah. Checking Tinder. Guys.
Checking the Facebook page.
Oh, you.
Well, that's
kind of
like Tinder
icon.
That's what it was on.
It's kind of like Tinder, isn't it?
It's kind of like Tinder, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, except you know, more ghosting and creepiness. All right, cool. So this is a big-time matchup, of course. It's 15 years in the making as AJ Styles be taking on John Cena. This is a dream match.
Take it away, AC.
I got to say, I really like the story that they're telling right now, because especially the fact that just even the interaction that AJ Styles and John Cena has had is where he's just – you know, even the fact that, oh, you know, anybody that's on a roll faces against John Cena, then all of a sudden you got to get the shovel because he's going to bury you. It just, the thing I like about that is it's very similar to when CM Punk was on WWE and essentially the fourth wall would get broken all the time. And I think essentially that promo was speaking out to the people that are definitely thinking that, mainly the IWC. But at the same time, it's not the typical, oh, I'm going to beat you because... I got friends or something like that. It's simple as, oh, I kind of have to beat you because if not, I'm going to get buried. And then even the fact that he had John Cena's reaction to that is like, oh, shit, this is kind of a real thing. So
In comparison, it's not a real thing?
Yeah, it's an imaginary thing, of course. But I think the match actually would be really solid because, I mean, we've seen John Cena have a ton of solid matches, especially when he was doing the U.S. Open Challenge. Obviously, AJ Styles also puts on great work, so... I think these two will do really well together.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really fun, really exciting. Just looking at it on paper, I mean, this is one of the matches that you kind of circled when you heard AJ Styles was coming over to WWE.
Mm-hmm.
You got quite possibly the best performer in WWE over the past, whatever, 10, 15 years, taking on the guy that's been the best performer outside of the WWE for the past 10
years. You basically got
the
golden boy of the WWE versus the guy that was considered the golden boy of TNA.
Yeah.
So you almost get that promotional war that everybody wants to see, but you get it in this match.
I would definitely – I guess. I mean, at this point, I don't even consider AJ Styles a part of TNA anymore just because he spent so much time in New Japan.
Yeah,
and
he's
so
been gone like 2.5 years.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that he still is, but for the longest –
Is he still in TNA? I'm not even – I don't even
fuck
know.
Up.
No.
Like,
no,
for real.
Look how mad this guy's getting today. Wow.
No, but – no, it's one of those things where for the longest time in TNA, because he was there since day one, that so many people considered him to be essentially the face of TNA because he had been there for so long. Obviously, he's not part of TNA anymore, and he was with New Japan, but it's one of those things where you get one guy that is essentially WWE, one guy that for a time was TNA. You get to see him clash together.
Are you good? You need to cool down for a sec? You want to take a break?
No, I'm fine.
Is that
fever getting to you?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
You want to take a sip of your little Pepsi Max over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Calm down a sec?
Yeah.
Jack to the max! All right. You okay?
Yeah, this match should be really good, though, guys. Yeah, I'm just looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to just sitting there and just absorbing the atmosphere of this matchup on probably more than likely the iPhone because I'm not going to watch it on a big TV because, you know, I'm a loser. All right, cool. WWE Heavyweight Championship is on the line, and Seth Rollins actually challenges current champion Roman Reigns.
It's tough because obviously before Seth Rollins was injured, you knew that they were leading to Rollins and Reigns.
What is it? It's like the third time they've tried to book this match, and each time, like, neither one of the guys was able to go because of an injury?
Mm. Pretty much. And it's one of those things where, you know, despite the fact that there was the injury, there was the speculation that Reigns was going to get the win over Rollins back at Survivor Series before he got sidelined. but at the same time, Rollins is coming back from injury, so there's the speculation that, you know, you see one side of it, that Reigns finally gets the win over Rollins, and it's official, it's in the books. There's the other side of it that, okay, Rollins is back from injury, does the whole, you know, second wind, essentially gets the title back that he never lost, that whole storyline. I don't know. It's tough to call because you kind of see them booking both stories, but you don't really know which one they're actually going to go through.
Yeah, I think it's pretty exciting, obviously, like you said, Jesse, and like mm-hmm. you said, Riley, it's something we've been waiting for. The story that's setting it up is great. Yeah, I think it's going to be a solid match. I think Roman Reigns pulls out the win here. But yeah, I think, you know, continues to be the tour of Roman Reigns proving all the haters wrong, and I think this will definitely be one of those opportunities for him because Seth Rollins is coming back, and Seth Rollins is looking to, you know, prove himself that he's still a top guy. So I think this has potential to be the best match on the card over AJ Styles and John Cena, which I think is pretty hard to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a stacked card, especially when you go into the Money in the Bank match, when you're looking at Sami Zayn, Cesaro, Chris Jericho, Dean Ambrose, Kevin Owens, and Alberto Del Rio all vying for that Money in the Bank briefcase.
Yeah, it should be a lot of excitement, obviously, when you look at guys like Sami Zayn and Cesaro, the vet and Jericho. You have a crazy dude like Dean Ambrose in it, Kevin Owens, who's always on top of his game, and Del Rio, who's Del Rio. I think more or less you can expect some really cool spots in this matchup. You got a bunch of guys that have worked with each other before and a bunch of guys that are just willing to put their bodies on the line if that's your kind of thing. And yeah, I think there's potential here to be a fantastic Money in the Bank match. And if you want to go predictions, I think it's pretty hard to pick against Kevin Owens at this point because I think he's shown that obviously he's ready to take that next step. And I think him with a briefcase would be TV gold over the next however long they want to give it to him for.
Absolutely. And I as much as I want to root for Kevin Owens as well, because for the exact same reason, I think he'd be a great contender for the Money in the Bank. Apparently there was like some poster leaked for Battleground that had Dean Ambrose with the Money in the Bank briefcase right behind him. So then you kind of wonder, it's like, is Dean Ambrose going to win with it? Or are they doing that whole thing where when Jericho came back and everybody's like, oh, he's going to win the Royal Rumble. It's like, nope, we just trolled you guys because that was Jericho's gimmick. But at the same time, regardless of who wins, it's going to be a solid match because, I mean, a lot of the, you know, even Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, for example, were in that huge six-man ladder match at WrestleMania, and that was a solid match. So I think seeing another ladder match with, you know, multiple guys that are going to put on a great show, Cesaro, you know, with that as well and everything, I think it'll be great.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. You know, at this point in time, I kind of just hope that you just give it to Jericho.
I thought that'd be a cool story.
Well, think about it. It'd be great because like he just calls everyone a stupid idiot and he just leaves, but he's got the briefcase.
Yeah.
So he can show up whenever.
Yeah,
speaking of, I love the fact that on Twitter, when he had that photo of him with all the tacks on his arm, and he's like, if you think that this is fake, you're a stupid idiot. And he had anybody that like tweeted at him, was like, oh, those are obviously fake tags. He's like, stupid idiot number one. And so he's like, oh, that's fake blood. Those are blood capsules. Stupid idiot number two. Like, he literally retweeted everybody that said anything and just listed off a number. And he kept track of all those numbers. So that was fantastic.
Well, good for him. You know, maybe he'll have a stupid idiot t-shirt by the time he's actually wrapped up on this current tour.
Did you see I saw this picture of like a Golden Truth t-shirt that they're making?
Yeah, it was what, the ripoff of the Step Brothers picture?
Yeah.
Are they really running out of original ideas at the WWE
now? So what's that storyline all about? Because I haven't been watching Raw.
Well, you know, Goldust wanted to team with R-Truth for the longest time, and R-Truth's like, no, man, I don't want to team up with you. You're a weirdo. Evan, it got to the point where R-Truth thought, you know, felt bad for Goldust because he broke his heart, so he was trying to get him back as a tag team partner.
Are they actually running with that then, too? Is that an actual...
Yeah, and now they're finally tag team partners because they both got dumped by their tag team partners of choice, which was Fandango and Tyler Breeze.
Oh, well, there you go.
And now they're a tag team.
Fantastic.
With a really stupid name. They should be called For Breeze.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
They're not.
What's their actual tag name?
Golden Truth.
No,
it's a...
No, Fandango and Tyler Breeze is actually named Golden Truth, too. That'd be fantastic.
That'd be terrible.
Ridiculous.
Which one is the Golden Truth out of those two?
There's actually a Golden Truth tag team that's not them?
No, it's Goldust and R-Truth at the Golden Truth. I don't know what the hell, like, Fandango and
Tyler
Breeze. Yeah, he was, like, wondering, oh, what if they were named that,
See,
too.
I thought you said you wanted to call Goldust and R-Truth For Breeze.
Why? Fandango and Tyler Breeze would be For Breeze.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's the running joke, but they can't because of the trademark.
Oh, yeah. What if you spell it different, like F-A-H Breeze?
Fabuz?
Fabuz? No, from Fabriz. With like a hyphen. That's not okay.
Are you sure?
That's not okay to do.
Breeze.
No.
Fabriz.
No, stop it. So that's our Money in the Bank preview, guys. Obviously, a big show coming up on Sunday. Definitely want to keep an eye out for that one on the network. We got a wrestler's perspective for today, or?
Yeah, sure. All right, hey, wrestler's perspective, AC Riley. Let's say you were in a Money in the Bank match much like this one. What would your strategy be as a wrestler?
Don't die.
Makes sense.
All right, cool. Wrestler's perspective with AC Riley. That was a really good one.
Yeah. We haven't done something like that in a while. Remember when we did that string of things where we just asked some really stupid questions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite jelly?
Favorite jelly? Cherry?
Cherry that's like jelly.
That cherry
well,
jelly?
That's like all. That that's before. Like the only like Jello that I've ever actually.
No, like jelly, like,
oh,
like
jelly
spread.
Not, oh,
yeah. Like
in that
jam.
Case, in that case, strawberry.
Okay.
No.
Sorry, I thought you said Jello, and I was like,
no,
cherry.
Jelly. I was like jelly.
So that's why I was confused when you're like, I've never heard of that. I was like, you never heard of cherry Jello? That's
like the most famous Jello.
Yeah, that's like the only Jello I think.
I think there's other kinds of Jello, but that's definitely the most famous.
True. But yeah, strawberry jelly, for sure.
Strawberry jelly, huh?
No, actually, I'm going to change that. Wildberry. Like, the stuff that they have, like, when you go out to the breakfast, and they got the little pouches, and it's like, holy shit.
What's your favorite jelly?
I'm partial to apricot.
Serious?
Yeah, serious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah, I know. What about
you? Plus side, it's always there for you, because I don't think anybody picks that.
I don't know if it's traditional, but I like grape.
Grape's very traditional.
Yeah, tried and true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like grape. I like how it's purple.
Is that all you like about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess that works out. Okay, cool, guys. This week on Tape Study, they might as well just Best of the Super Juniors final. Let's watch the 8-man tag between which one was it? It was Chaos. So it was Okada's team against Naito's team. It was a really good match. Really good match. Good 8-man tag.
Sweet. All right, we'll post that on the Facebook here coming up later on. I keep thinking it's like Monday. I had Wednesday off, and
I had Monday off, man.
Did
so,
you really?
Yeah.
It's like a weird work week almost.
I don't know.
Goofy.
I don't know. What day is it?
Thursday? Yeah, it's Thursday today.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, we'll be back next week. We'll definitely have some interviews. We're going to grab some when we're in BCW and, of course, when we're up at UPW as well.
Yep.
Yeah, so you don't have to listen to us next week.
Right
so,
there.
Really great. Quick before we go. So, obviously, we talked about Jared Jacks and Silas Young and the Beer City Bruiser and their weekend. Obviously talk about Zach Gowan, but really quick, I wanted to also give a shout out to Allison Kay or Sienna, who won the Knockout Women's title at Slammiversary.
Yeah.
She's from Detroit, so that's
cool
to also be part of that Midwest, you know, good news vibe over the weekend. And obviously, of course, Ari Daivari being added to the Cruiserweight Classic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool. So,
we didn't even talk about the Cruiserweight Classic at all. Kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, we got to do that maybe next week. I mean, we got 32 competitors run down.
When does that kick off?
Mid-July?
Okay.
Like that?
We got time.
I think, if I remember right, I saw Daivari post like his upcoming bookings, and
mm-hmm.
there's like a 4-day spread, and I almost want to say it's like the 20th through the 24th, but I almost want to say it's like August, but I could be wrong about that.
They didn't release the pairings for that yet, did they?
No, they haven't.
I think they just listed the names so far.
But the pairings would be interesting to see when they get that.
Definitely, yeah, that will be.
It's like, who's going to get the number one seed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool when you look at that long list, because I did that on my day off, actually, on Wednesday.
June 20th through 24th.
Okay, so that's like next week.
Yeah.
It's starting like
this Monday.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, but I looked through that, and it's weird how, you know, you see a lot of names that you actually know from the, you know, regardless if it's from around here or from elsewhere, but a lot of guys, you're like, oh, that guy's in the Cruiserweight Classic. That's pretty cool. That's
mm-hmm.
pretty exciting.
It's good to see a plethora of talent from all over the world.
Yeah, it should be really cool. I don't know exactly. I still don't exactly know how they're going to do it on the network, if they're just going to air the one match or if it's like a show or what exactly it is.
I think they're probably going to, hopefully, it's like, it's more than just one match. It's got to be like a show, so you have like multiple matches. I would assume like a format closer to NXT.
Oh, yeah.
So, hour long, maybe three matches.
Who's commentating for it, you know?
Oh, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if
they
it was.
Go with the NXT guys, or?
I would. I think Tom Phillips and Corey Graves would do a really good job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then throw in Byron Saxon.
Just throw him in just because.
Wow, look at that flip. Wow, that's great.
You know, apparently David Otunga is joining commentary here pretty soon.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's actually kind of interesting.
Not good for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exciting, actually.
He won't get hurt anymore.
I don't know yet. All I saw is that he's joining the team, so I'm not sure if maybe he's filling in for NXT down the road or so. I don't know.
Who's on SmackDown? Is it just Ranello and Lawler, or is there somebody else on there?
I think Saxon.
Is Saxon on both shows?
I think he's on both shows.
Yeah. Maybe Otunga's I heard the rumor that apparently Corey Graves is going to be brought up to the main roster for commentary, so I could see that maybe Otunga fills in for Corey Graves.
I wonder who he'd be replacing then.
Unless they're just going to keep Lawler on Raw, you know? Put Graves with Ranello on SmackDown.
Now you're just making every IWC's person's pants wet.
Oh, great. So we all have wet pants in this room.
Yes. My pants are wet. I need to change them. Hey, Rally, closing comments.
I already said mine.
I know you did. I was just doing that anyways because we do it all the time.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm.
Trying to add minutes onto this Snapchat Gravel Talk.
We're on Snapchat.
Snapchat.
We got Snapchat at Armringer. You can find us at Armringer69.
Wait. That's terrible. That's terrible.
I asked you guys what you want to do for a Snapchat handle, and you just never gave me anything. So it's
Armringer69. So you're the only one with snappers, then? Been Snapchatting stuff?
Well, I used it before Gravel Talk for other things, but yeah, now we can use it for Gravel Talk, I guess.
Hmm.
You don't need to tell us what those other things were.
You don't want to know what those other things were.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to tell us.
Unless you want to know, then I can tell you.
We're probably the only three single dudes who always, actually now, you know, you're in a relationship, you're kind of taken, sort of, not really.
Maybe a little bit.
Kind of?
Nope.
Not close?
Nope.
Degrees of separation?
There's 0 degrees.
So. I'm perpetually single, but, you know, you take photos of your dog, you take photos of your roommate's cat, and I take photos of my roommate's dogs.
Yeah.
Lots of pictures to be shared with animals.
Yeah.
Just breaking the internet.
So if you like that, or if you like Armringers, you can follow us at Armringer69.
Or if you like the number 69.
Or if you like number 69, you like
Armringers. Who doesn't like 69?
Yeah.
The number.
I don't even want to answer that.
Sorry, Nick.
Sorry.
If you don't.
This is breaking down too much, man.
Oh, shit. You guys, all right. So last day, of course, the lead singer of the DX band passed away.
Yeah.
I thought he was already dead.
At 49, too? That's pretty young. I thought he'd be like 80. It doesn't make a lot. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
You thought he was already like 40 when they did that song?
It doesn't make a lot of sense. But then when you go back in the song, he sounds like he's 15 in it. So I guess, yeah,
Gotcha.
But yeah, sad time. Which song? Was that the original DX song, or was that like the weird hip-hop one?
No, that was the
hip-hop
song.
One was DMX. DMX. It was
Run DMC. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right.
It was the DM that threw me off.
What, the Dungeon Master?
No, the DM, because DMC or DMX. I was off by a little.
God won't make me lose my mind. Up in DX. No?
I don't remember that version. Is that the rare version?
They released that to the public, and they thought about doing it.
And then
they
pulled it really
quick.
If
you put a secret cheat code in SmackDown, just bring it. You unlock that song.
What was the cheat code?
up, down, down, start, right, left.
Wow.
DMX.
No, you actually had to sing, y'all gonna make me.
And then you had to sing it after that. It prompted you to sing it to PS PlayStation 2.
All right, cool. We should be done with the show.
Yeah, we're going to be done with the show. We will, you guys are probably going to get bank on like a ton of interviews this weekend, so look forward to that next week.
We're probably only going to get 3.
That's a lot.
And it's only going to be on Saturday because you're just going to forget about them on Friday.
That's a lot. It's still
just
a lot of interviews.
Just call me out.
Yeah.
All right, Gravel Talk this week. Thanks for stopping by. Have a great rest of your whatever day. Stay classy.
Thanks for joining Grapple Talk.
Great closing comments. You actually had something more than 3 words.
Thanks for shitting on me initially on it.
Keeping you up to date on Midwestern independent wrestling.
I'm going to start us off this week because I'm a dick and I like to
You're a douche.
Erected. Oh, yeah, you know. That was probably too far. I don't know if that needs to be bleeped out or not.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.